infanticide capital of the world, now has an entire city that has to be under quarantine. Is this God saying, oh yeah? You want infanticide, fake Catholic Cuomo Quaddle? You want infanticide in your state? You want to become a sanctuary state for afterbirth infanticide, up to the moment of birth infanticide? Oh, yeah? Watch this. Man, there's a story right there. This is from the PressDemocrat.com. New Tenoch Tietlin sending the National Guard in to control the coronavirus. National Guard is sent into New Tenoch Tietlin suburb to control coronavirus. New York's governor announced yesterday he is sending the National Guard into a new Tenoch Tietlin suburb to help fight the nation's biggest known cluster of coronavirus cases as the battle against the U.S. outbreak intensified. What, do you people, if we have anyone that's listening in New Rochelle, what, do you people in New Rochelle, what, do you go to the grocery store and, you know, because it's all, man, it's free-for-all sex state, basically. You want porn, go to New Tenoch Tietlin. You want to kill your baby the day it's going to come, it's going to be born, go to New Tenoch Tietlin. You want to be a rabid, radical, transsexual, or homosexual, and you want to practice that perversion, they got laws to protect you, go to New Tenoch Tietlin. Name the sexual avarice or vice that you can practice, and you can do it in New Tenoch Tietlin legally.
And it's celebrated.
And it's celebrated. Kind of fitting, isn't it? I'm not saying I don't wish this on anyone, but now that it's happened, it's kind of fitting, isn't it? You think anyone, like my daughter was supposed to move to New Tenoch Tietlin. And her mother has now intervened. Daughter number one, supposed to move at the end of this month to Brooklyn. Then they changed their mind and they were going to move to her and her sorority friends, sorority girl friends. We're all going to share an apartment and try and find jobs in New Tenoch Tietlin, something that I vigorously applied. Did everything I could do. I don't like it. Of all places in the world where you could go, that's the last place that I would go. But, Dad, that's where the finance, that's where the fashion industry is. All right, you can work in fashion in Baton Rouge. You already had a gig doing it. But, hey, you know, look, air kids got to go out. Apparently, in the modern world, air kids got to go out and leave home now. That's the thing to do. Get the away from mom and dad because that's what we trained you to do. And, boy, howdy, do they do it. Let's not start families. Let's take the family we have and break it up, and let's rent U-Hauls or whatever the case may be. I am guilty of feeding this. Wait a minute. Here's that stupid commercial I was telling you about, Ms. O'Connell. This is this millennial Botox commercial that we were talking about yesterday is playing right now. I told you next time it played, I was going to cue it up.
You know that look? If you could, that life of the party look, walk it off look, one more mile look, reply all look, own your look with fewer lines. There's only one Botox Cosmetic. It's the only one FDA approved to temporarily make frown lines, crow's feet, and forehead lines look better. The effects of Botox Cosmetic may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness may be a sign of a life-threatening condition. Do not receive Botox Cosmetic if you have a skin infection. Side effects may include allergic reactions, injection site pain, headache, eyebrow, eyelid drooping, and eyelid swelling. Tell your doctor about your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects. So give that just saw a puppy look. And whatever that look is, look like you with fewer lines. See results at BotoxCosmetic.com.
Oh, my Lord. Just sweet meteor of death, strike us down now. Good heavens. Look like you with fewer lines. Well, then you don't look like you. Right? God gave you the lines. Look, I got a bunch of them on my forehead. I got a bunch of them around my eyes. Maybe I should look like me with fewer lines. Ms. O'Connell, how much does this Botox stuff cost? Is it expensive? Can I get these bags under my eyes fixed? I think I can get them surgeonated, can't I?
Look like you, but with fewer lines.
Back to the story about Governor Cuomo Quattle and New Rochelle.
Real quick, the expense on Botox, each session, and you have to do it about every 3 months or so, it can run you from $500 to $800 bucks.
But hey, look at me. I got an awesome look. I can make all kind of Google eyes for a TV commercial, and wee, I got no lines.
Ladies in our neighborhood have Botox parties, Mike.
Yes, Mrs. O'Connell, are they still doing Botox parties? Oh, good grief. Not with the coronavirus out there, not. I bet they're not having a coronavirus Botox party. This is how sick, twisted, pampered, effeminate, lazy Americans have become. We've earned the freaking coronavirus. Back to the joys of New Tenochtitlan being ground zero for World War C. Governor Cuomo Quattle took a break from infanticide operations, announced yesterday he is sending the National Guard into the suburb that is New Rochelle. Governor Cuomo Quattle said that three schools and other gathering places will be shut down in a containment zone in New Rochelle, the epicenter of an outbreak of more than 100 cases. He said troops will scrub surfaces and deliver food to the zone, which extends a mile in all directions from a synagogue connected to some of the cases. I ain't touching that one with a 30-foot pole, but I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Fill the blank in yourself. Residents and visitors to the community of about 79,000 people. I love how this is written. About 79,000. Is it or is it not 79,000? 79,000 people will still be able to come and go freely, and businesses can remain open. Apparently we have, oh, look, TJ is in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat that all of you hipster losers are not in right now. TJ says, I live and work just outside New Rochelle. Right now, the National Guard is only helping to clean and deliver food. Still the sight of guard troops. Wait a minute. I'm just getting ready to say, TJ, are you telling me that Cuomo Quattle has put waiter, W-A-I-T, apostrophe R, out of business in New Rochelle? What kind of a hell is this? New Rochelle and surrounding Westchester County. Now, if you don't know, guess what else is in Westchester County? I'll get you, my pretties. Is that a pretty good hint? I'm not at my home in Chappaqua, New York. Killary, Chappaqua is in Westchester County. New Tenochtitlan. I wonder if the Clintons are at home. No, because Hillary's out promoting her. Hillary's out rounding on Maleficent One with Huma, out rounding up superdelegates, while Bill is out busy confessing his sex sins to 60 Minutes. Well,